I'd like to call to order today's meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, February 16, 2012. We have a posted agenda that runs throughout the day. First order of business is a staff departmental meeting with Road and Bridge. Randy?
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
First item on our agenda here is KDOC. I've been trying to get in contact with the Corps of Engineers. We're lacking two permits that we applied for. One is the KDOC and other one is Shady Springs. A couple of weeks ago, I did talk with Rocky Presley, and he didn't think Shady Springs would be a problem. He said they're still talking about KDOC. Since then, I've sent an email to Mark Case and John Heiser, and John Heiser got in contact with me yesterday. Basically, they were struggling with the amount of fill going in there within the reservoir, but said that they, what John had told me, if we was willing to grade the road from River Run Park up to the dam, they certainly didn't see a problem with issuing the permit. It's basically a minute item as big as Bull Shoals is with the amount of fill. So
hold on. They tied the
somehow
the working
tying
of
that.
The road down here to this.
Yeah,
therefore, there won't be a problem with the amount of fill if we'll do this work.
Yeah, that's kind of the sense I got. So
yeah,
I don't know. Now, this road is on our exhibit that we give them for our outgranted roads because we discussed this road in the past.
It's the one that Empire has that we put on the outgranted list. It's already on there, so but I'd guess they're probably wanting some other kind of verification on it that we will do it. So
if we're going to do it.
Huh?
We're going to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've already made that motion and approved it for those outgranted roads, and it's on that list. So I don't know what the deal is. But I told Randy visited with me a little bit yesterday on this to fill out a letterhead from Taney County stating that we will, the outgranted road over here, that we will grade it. Did they give you any amount of time?
No, just grade it, just once.
Well, that's already been discussed and approved by the county commission. But anyway, we'll have that, and they can have that on their records to show them. But that I agree with you, Ron. This thing's went way too long on the KDOT deal down here. But
is that the only thing that's holding it up, Randy?
That's kind of what the sense I got with John. He said I'd send him an email back, he'd pass that on. And I asked him a timeline, and he said we should receive that shortly.
So you can obviously state that you met with the county commission on this date, and we've absolutely confirmed that blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Okay.
Don't really use the blah, 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 Harlan.
I'll refrain.
We have finished our second storm. The first one didn't really amount to a whole lot. This one, a little bit of winter storm, but everything went fairly well. I think we only had one truck slide off, and working on that, we got it back to the shop. So I guess we're going to be getting started back on working on our roads that we plan to chip seal. We're doing some preliminary brush work, ditch work, that type of thing. And so that's what they're mainly going to be working on. The trench drain is installed at Mount Branson. We do have some asphalt work to do yet when it warms up to finish that out completely. But it is installed and usable. So,
Randy, can I go back to the storm? Did we accumulate a lot of comp time? I mean, are we managing the comp time?
I don't think we accumulated very much comp time at all.
I asked my guys yesterday, and they probably about 90% of them are at 80 right now.
Okay.
So anything over 80, they've got to use within 2 weeks, or do they got to like June like last year?
No, it's the 80, is it not?
Yeah, it's within the pay period.
Right.
And they have to use it as comp? Or get paid.
We have to pay them if they demand to pay.
Yeah, if they want to be paid, we can pay them.
But I think that within the pay period is a stretch, because I thought it was within a month. Some people, courthouse, get paid on a monthly basis. Some get paid every 2 weeks. I thought it was within a month's time.
You know, I could pull the handle.
The problem's going to arise if it's toward the end of the pay period, and right. If we say in that pay period, that may only give them 2-3 days.
I mean, I don't want to be a stickler, but I want you guys to just manage it best you can. We just don't want a bunch accumulating. I know we rolled some over, and so
my crew just 99% will take off any comp time that's over. They don't. Most of them do not want paid for it.
Okay.
For it doesn't affect the bottom line.
Well, if either way, it doesn't. As long as we just manage it, I just don't want to get to a big number that we have to. We have to make some pretty.
Well, I think
big
last
changes.
Year it was anything over their 80, they had to have back down to 80 by a certain point, June or July.
Correct.
But that's not the case.
That was just for that one. Okay. That was for a specific
event.
That was
because of all the flooding and the disaster and the extra time we had to work. It was unavoidable.
Got to work a month. Within a month, they can have
time. You guys can manage it, but we just don't want it to linger, you know, beyond a month. I mean, if it's a pay period or two to work it out, that's fine. But we just need to make sure we're monitoring that.
Okay.
I got another deal before you get too far on that. You got the brush tree and limbs, and of course we got that call on trimming the trees out on BB highway. Gentlemen, if I hadn't got a chance to go talk to Mr. Wells yet, he works for the power company. I'm sure if they have a limb that's stuck out in their power line, they cut it off and trim the brush. He worked for an engineer there, isn't it, White River, for 33 years, and I imagine he demanded a lot of right-of-ways to be cut. So if we got to go up 22 feet, is that what you told me on as the truck
that's
bed
what
goes
our
up?
Bed 16 that's, to, yeah.
Anything 22 feet high is fine with me.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to talk to him at all, but he wasn't very happy over the phone. So
we will be available to go there tomorrow to start back in on that. So if he comes out, just
well, do you have anything wrote up as a regulation for? We got 40 feet there, don't we, easement?
That's what ARC map shows.
Yeah, we got a 40-foot right of way. We try to stay on the roadside of the fences. We try not to cut beyond them, and we try to get it cleared to the backside of the ditch lines,
mm-hmm.
And then as high as the dump bed will go, so we're not damaging our trucks.
Yeah. If you don't have to schedule that for tomorrow, maybe I can get time to get up there and talk to him within the next week or so, unless you're just doing that particular job right now.
We've got that road and Aspen left on our chip seal list and Long Creek that they're working on today.
You just schedule it however you need to schedule it then, however it works for you.
And then I was going to be giving the bucket truck to one of the other sites
okay.
So they can start on theirs.
All right. He said it just because it's flat and easy place to work.
It also lets the sun in better and helps us during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to schedule, as time permits, some work on Lakeshore Drive. We need to replace some guardrail that's been damaged. There's several sections through there. And I think we have enough in stock guardrail to do this. We're also, toward the end of March, 1st April, we'll be changing out some culverts there, two culverts we've got to replace, but I'm waiting until we can get asphalt to do that work. Next item, daylight savings time is coming up March 11th. We want to get your guys' opinion if we'll be allowed to go back to a 4:10 schedule. During the summer, spring, summer, and fall.
How's the daylight hours run during that time if you go from 7 to 5 at March 11th?
Daylight good, because your time changing, Frank, once it goes forward. So.
They'll actually be working 6:30 to 5, mm-hmm. would be the time.
The only concern that I would have is if it's too dark to actually get any. I mean, we know it gets lighter as the month goes on. Is it better to start that day? Do we push it back another week or 2 weeks or April 1st? My only question is: it light enough to get something done, accomplished? Something accomplished?
It isn't. 6:30 then is like 7:30 now. So.
And I'm more concerned about the dark. I mean, but it's lighting up until 6 o'clock at night now. So.
We're going to be talking about county policies over the course of the next 2 weeks, and I wonder if we could bring this up at our next.
Sure. We've got 30 days.
R&B. I mean, we're going to go through all this for the entire courthouse and okay. all departments. And at least we've been talking about that we're going to do that and put it firmly.
Would you bring it back up to us?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can wait till then. So.
That's all. I think the only concern I have is if just productive hours. So. Okay. That's my concern.
This next item, I brought this up to you before, and Mr. Crane, Savannah Place Subdivision, we did receive the contingency, the hold harmless, on all the roads except one. And so I wanted to bring this back up to you to see if what you want to do with these roads in here. There's only one that we didn't get the contingency met. Do we leave that road out? And
where is it in the stream of roads? Does water come off of it to the other roads?
No.
Is it like one of the lower elevations?
It's one of the roads that I believe on this one it has to deal with the cul-de-sac at the end water drains off the end of the cul-de-sac. It was one of those issues, drains onto another property. And evidently the bank has that property. It's one of the issues that they had.
What bank? Do you know what bank owns it?
No, I don't know what okay. bank. I'd have to get back hold of him to find out. But
Jim, let's take a road trip out there and look at those.
Okay.
I go look at the ones on this side mm-hmm. that are petitioned. Let's go out there because that. There's some difficult places out there to maneuver with the parking of vehicles beside the road. Some of it turns into one-lane traffic.
Yes.
And so let's review those with okay. the road trip before we look at the petition.
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
And while we're in that location, I can't think of the name of the road now, but it's right after you pass there. We took it in took it in 3 years ago. The entrance to that road was all busted up. I hauled some cattle to Reinhardt's, and I seen that road had corners and things busted up there.
Last two rows beyond that Bear? Would be Bear Road.
Bear
yeah.
Road.
Is it Bear?
I believe that's...
Have you guys done any repair work there?
A little bit there yeah.
Okay. Well, it's been... I hauled those cattle out there probably 4 or 6 months ago, and it was busted up pretty bad. Looked to me like right along the round as they turned to go in there. You think you got that?
I'll have to look at it again. We had done some patching in there.
Well, I'll tell you what it looked like to me. It looked to me like that, because it's a kind of a dip there before you take off, it looked like it had pumped. The clay or the fill had pumped and broke it up. The asphalt on both sides, as you round the corners, whoever's coming in and coming out, and it had pumped up and raised it up and busted it. So, look at that and see. That's over there, old Jim. We can look at that when we take the road trip, too. I guess that's your district.
We can try to do it next week if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Or we can just start looking at dates and go over there. That'd be great.
The next item I have, We've got a drainage. We've had a drainage issue on Trinity, and Devin and I went over and looked at this. His crew had cleaned all the culverts in that area, but there's a cross pipe that goes across the road. The lower end of the cross pipe's been buried. It's about 2 foot deep. When they built the houses on the lower side, they leveled out their yards and they covered over, and that's what's causing the problem. I did talk to the lady at that address. I don't remember the address now.
She was the one that had called and created the one.
She was the one that called, and when this pipe doesn't work and the water continues on down the hill and runs into another driveway, we need to open this pipe, and I mean, we can open it and stay on our right-of-way, but it's going to create a hole. We talked to one lady that owns part of the property there and told her we could direct the water between the homes, and she seemed to be fine with it. I haven't been able to talk to the guy that owns the property where they buried the pipe, actually. They have renters that live there, but he lives in Tennessee, and I haven't got a phone number yet for him. But
that,
we do need to open this pipe
Open that pipe up, and then I guess can we place some big rocks in there to break the flow of the water after you get it opened up if it's going to be 2 foot underground?
We're going to have to bevel it back. We can keep it and dress it down to where his yard's still mobile and everything, but we do need to open this pipe. That's what's causing all the problem with it not working.
This is an issue that we had a problem down in that direction. I had a person visit with me about this particular culvert. We went down and fixed another culvert that was causing a problem. He didn't give us an exact address, and then this problem has stayed there since last year. And then I seen him the other day, and he said, I never did get down there and fix it, so they fixed the one right beside it down there. And I said, we'll get back down there. So this would be something that would be not on the urgent list, but needs to be done pretty quick.
Yeah. We fixed everything we could at this point without going through their yard to open that drainage.
Right. We'd have to get some kind of a release from them. He's not affected, the guy that's doing the complaining. I think he's the one that lives in one of the side houses there. But
yeah, he lives on the upper side. He said when this pipe's plugged up, all the debris comes right straight down the road and then goes off farther down.
Gets over on him once it's... All right.
Just, Randy, I just want to go back to petition roads. I know we have other people who have petitioned roads.
Yes.
I would like for us to... figure out a time that you can come to us and we can have a work session. Maybe not talk about the roads specifically, but what you may recommend about how we address people who want us to take roads in. If we can either revise the policy or a process, because right now I think it's really unclear to the public how they can get a road in the system if they can justify it. I think it'd be good for the public, it'd be for us to have a policy that makes sense where we are right now economically.
Okay.
I'd like you to take that a step further and bring copies of what we currently have in writing that you have. And if we have a copy of what was in writing before the last changes, I'd like to look at that too, if that's possible.
We have a form upstairs of the process. And people are
filling current process.
Of the current process.
Current process,
and
yeah.
Nikki really administers that policy right now. It just seems, I don't want to say it gives people a false sense of hope, but it basically says if you get a petition, we're going to consider it. And we can't consider all the miles of roads that have been coming. I mean, it just doesn't make financial sense for the county.
Well, we can either ask Nikki or you could ask Nikki, but what I'd like to have is a copy of that to study before we have that meeting.
I mean, we have several roads that's been petitioned in the last couple of years, and we've done reviews on them. And we got them coming in just periodically. We get a petition.
Isn't there a pretty good stack right now?
There's a pretty good stack.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But yeah, well,
if you can start, like Ron said, go ahead and pull that together. Let's get let's recap where we are, and then let's make sense.
We may have to evaluate those on cost because of financial.
Well, absolutely.
Help me to have an understanding.
Okay.
Of how many miles we maintain, where those miles are at, how many of those miles are blacktopped, how many of those miles are not, or chip and sealed or whatever.
Okay.
But, I mean, yes, we may have that at our disposal, but when we have this meeting, let's have everything together in one spot so that we can go through that. For no other reason, to bring me up to snuff so I can step into the conversation.
Okay. And in that meeting, I'm not necessarily wanting to talk about specific roads. I think we need to talk about a process more importantly, so no one feels like we're making an example of a road versus
eliminating it.
Let's talk about what makes sense going forward.
The rest of the items is dealing with personnel.
If you have go in executive.
Yeah, unless these guys have something before you want to go into executive. That's what I've got left anyway. So,
Harlan, did you have something?
Yeah. Birmingham over there, the new fairground. I'm going to take Randy out and show him they was wanting that entrance put in. Where they wanted that particular spot, the tree line is absolutely against the road. We can't even put a ditch, and it needs to have a horn, but we can't ditch to it. That's going to be a main entrance on their events. Mm-hmm. They're going to pull a lot of trailers. I had to pull off the road to meet my trash truck here the other day. It's probably a quarter of a mile, but we probably should look about possibly widen just to their entrance, because it's going to be a high volume spot. I'm going to take Randy over and look at it, but that's something you may want to consider doing before.
Down where all those big trees are at?
Yes.
Yeah. I did.
I've been down there. Some
city said
big
they
trees.
Have no problem. I believe our right of way is beyond it. They said take out, you know, any trees. They have no problem.
I know, but they're it's going big old trees.
Do they have?
Does it fall on our right of way, or is it on their property?
Basically, it's our right of way now on most of that, because when they developed that, they had to give an extra 10 feet on that subdivision or development if it falls within there. And I also have that statute from Pat Keck that basically. When I brought this up before, because we do have a couple of blind corners in there that really need to be worked on.
Do it cleaned up?
Yeah.
But just that spot down that quarter to their entrance, which is, I believe, will be close to a quarter, but that's something we may want to put a little additional width on it so narrow you can't hardly make it.
Half lane, an extra lane, something like that? Yeah.
And then they'll have a good entrance in there, because in their events it will be heavily traveled to that entrance.
Well, we got to be safe.
Yeah. That's all I've got.
Will that be from the city?
Pardon?
Will the getting the extra right-of-way to be from the city of Forsyth?
Down at that, from that top of that hill would be. I'm not sure about this side, but they said they'd be willing to work with us anyway.
What I'm thinking is those big trees that's on the left there, going down through there, if that's on the city, we'll have to contact them if we're going to do anything with them. If even.
Or the city will, right?
Or the city will, yeah.
They said if we took trees out too, all we would have to do is take them out and lay them down. We don't have to take them away. They've got their own, Fair Board's got their own dozer and stuff now. Okay. They said if we just laid the trees down, they would take dispose them. Of them. So that would be helpful. We wouldn't have to cut them up or burn them or anything ourselves.
Some of our shop lights, I was talking to Randy about it, it's been going out and they have phased out the bulbs that we have. The ones that I priced are the T5 high base, the small fluorescent. They're $108.43. Can I replace them as they go bad, or do we have a grant that we can use? Or
the grant's expired, so we can't use that grant, the energy grant, so we'll just have to buy them as necessary. I mean, he's referring to that energy grant when we replace a bunch of lights and all that. I would think just work with if you're not buying a bunch of them, I would just work with maintenance, whatever you need to do. I mean, you got to have lights.
I called it around and got prices, three different bids.
Are you talking about a lot of lights, or you just...
Well, there's 10 altogether in the shop. Right now we have 3 that went down.
Okay. I mean, we've got a budget for it.
These new ones are a lot better.
Good.
And they're supposed to be a lot better on energy efficiency.
Great. Makes sense.
That's all I have.
When we go into executive.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm motion to go into executive session pursuant 610.021.3 personnel.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to Missouri Statutes 610.021, subsection 3. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
We'll be in executive until up until 9 o'clock, I guess.
I will give you the meeting. Okay.
One second.